Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday, and we're talking with Josh Twist. He's got some fresh, new bits to show us post-TechEd.
Right.
What do we got?
So now we're going to take a look at something called hybrid connections that helps people build hybrid applications with Windows Azure and on-premises resources like SQL Server or web services.
Okay, so it's not hybrid like when I think of Linux or Windows. It's hybrid in that part of the app is in the cloud and part of it's here
exactly.
or in my data
yep.
center.
Yep, so you've got a typical sort of a corporate domain, a corporate network. It's got some stuff on there. You want to leverage Azure for its elasticity, its scalability, and you'd like to connect those two worlds safely, securely, and most importantly, easily. And so that's what hybrid connections can help you do.
Yeah, I can definitely think of a scenario where someone would want the website running up in Azure,
right.
scale that out, but they're
yep.
not going to let their customer data out of the data center.
Exactly right.
All yep. right, let's see it.
So here we are in the new portal, the preview portal, and I've got a website that I created earlier called Hanselbridge. So it's just a simple, in honor of my visit today, it's just a simple Windows Azure website. It's beautiful.
Okay.
And I'm going to open this up, and I'm just using a development environment now, so just ignore this stuff here. But here we have a hybrid connections lens. So I'm going to click on this.
It's called a lens.
That's that's a terminology used by the team that designed
yeah.
this beautiful
these
new portal.
These are blades, and that's a lens.
I believe that's a lens. I may have said that wrong, in which case a few guys are going to beat me up. So
no, it's a tile as far as I'm concerned.
It's a tile.
So it you is clicked on that, and now you're in hybrid connections for Hanselbridge.
Yeah, so now you can see a list of hybrid connections over here. So what I'm going to do is add a new hybrid connection to this website. So this is starting to build that bridge from the cloud to the on-premises machine. And for the purposes of the demo today, this is going to be my fake on-premise machine. This is like, it's actually running on Microsoft corporate domain right now,
okay,
actually.
So that's our fake data center.
Yep. So I'm going to add a new hybrid connection. And when I configure this, I'm going to create a new one in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I give it a name, so just a random name can be anything, so let's call it, you know, FooBar.
Okay.
And I enter the host name of the machine I want to hit that's on-premise. So we're going to hit this machine here, and that's called API X Carbon. So I'm just going to type in that name.
That's the actual name of
that's
your
That's the actual name of the machine,
computer.
Or the internal address. You know, you can enter IP addresses
it's
as well.
It's not the fully qualified host name, it's just the name.
I could put the fully qualified host name if I wanted to, but I don't need to.
Okay.
It's going to be running on this machine, the agent. So what we're going to specify now is the port that I want to talk to on this machine.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is show you a demo with Microsoft SQL Server. And as you know, we use port 1433 by default for that.
Right.
So I'm going to specify that now and complete this. And that's going to create my new hybrid connection. So that's just running over here.
All right.
That should complete in just a few seconds, hopefully.
Okay, and that's creating, you're telling Azure to do that.
Yep.
Do you have to put something on your local machine?
Absolutely. So when this is done, we'll complete that process. So what we've just done is kind of configured the Windows Azure website to be ready to deal with one of these hybrid connections.
Okay.
So you can see it's done. So let's go back here. Oh, let's go back into my website, sorry. Click the wrong button.
All right. So here's Hanselbridge, and our hybrid connection is going to come up.
This blade's just loading up now. And you can see it's not connected.
Makes
so that
sense.
Means, yeah, it's not complete. It's only half of the connection is done. So I'm just going to click on that. I'll get another blade over here. And now I'm going to set up my listener. So what I'm going to do is complete that connection on-premise by installing a little agent that's going to run on this machine. Because it's going to talk to a SQL Server that's running locally here on this box.
Okay.
So I'm going to click Listener Setup. And I'll get some options. There's some detailed stuff in here, including advanced connection strings, so I can configure this stuff. But to make it really easy, what we've done actually is set up an installer that will just launch right from the browser.
Mm.
So I can just click this. And then you'll see
Ooh.
We get this application launch. Obviously,
little,
I need to elevate.
Little click once, love there.
A little click once, love there.
It's
well
lovely.
Spotted.
Okay.
This is installing the hybrid connection manager.
Okay.
And
oh,
that's
it's
done.
Got, there's even PowerShell commands for it, which
you
is good
can,
to know
exactly.
for the
future. So you can manage this thing using PowerShell. So if you want to add connections, see what connections are going on, stop it, etc., etc. So that's done. So in just a few minutes, or actually hopefully less time than that, we'll see that this here will display that it's ready, that it's starting to receive data, and then that it's connected. So whilst that's happening, what I'm going to do now is actually create a website. Actually, it's just happened. So you can see it's now connected. So my machine is
right.
now connected to that Windows Azure website securely.
But only over that one port.
Only over that one port. This analogy doesn't always work, but I compare it to the Portal game. It's like I can go into Azure and shoot an orange hole at port 1433, and then go into my machine and and shoot the blue hole and literally just send TCP traffic. So it works with pretty much anything that uses TCP, which obviously SQL Server does as well when it's running as a default instance.
But it's not technically a VPN. It's not
it's
a tunnel.
Not a VPN. It is kind of a tunnel, I guess. It's using, you know, it's building a HTTP tunnel that is fired out from this machine. It's all secure, so, you know, we're using encryption as we're going across that wire. And there are keys that identify, stored on this machine, that identify this machine, and only that Windows Azure website can reach down here. So I've got a nice secure connection.
It sounds like it's a network stack tunneled within another network stack. So you've got TCP packets within HTTP packets within a secure connection.
Absolutely.
Very awesome. Cool.
So it's a very, very easy way to build hybrid apps. So I think to prove that now, what I've got to do is have some kind of website that I'm going to shift and lift. And I think the easiest way to do that is to take a default ASP.NET MVC application and actually use this to work with a database on my local machine. So I just created earlier, literally file new ASP.NET project, an MVC app, a plain MVC app. Mm-hmm. And then I've opened up the web.config. And I've configured this to talk to the SQL Server on my local machine. So let's have a couple of things here. You can see there's API xcarbon, so that's the name of this machine.
Right.
I've also specified the port. You don't have to, that's the default, but I thought I'd specify it here. And then I'm going to specify the name of the database, the user to connect to the database, and the password.
Nice.
And you can see my super secure password on this. You wouldn't do this.
I would not.
For the purposes of demo,
I just talk to the SQL guys that never use SA.
Exactly, there you go. Okay, so you'd create a special SQL account, you know, for the purposes of demonstration.
But what's interesting about this is you're going to deploy this file, and somehow on the Azure web server in the cloud, it's going to ask for, it didn't have the complete host name. It's just, hey, API xcarbon.
Magically, it's going to happen magically. So it's using a feature internally we call detours up on website. So it's magically going to map that to go over this hybrid connection and then appear out on my local machine and talk to SQL.
And an important reminder, this is websites, platform as a service.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to run this locally now, and that'll set up my local database. And actually what we're going to do is register a user. So in this case, I'm going to register, let's do Scott.
I see, this will make your database.
Yeah, it's going to make my database, etc. And this is all running locally.
Okay. Right, we're on localhost right now, so this is going to happen.
Oh, I've got to enter the same password, clumsy fingers.
In your local SQL server.
Yep. Hit register.
All right.
That should set up my database, set up my users table. And we can see that actually down here. So
here we go.
Right, so there's my membership table. If we take a look at the tables, and I do select top 1,000 rows. There you go.
Brand new, just made.
Right, that just created. So if I zoom in on that, you can see there's that Scott Ha user that we created seconds ago.
All right.
Okay, so that's all running locally, and it's awesome. But now I've decided I want to keep my database on-premise. You know, a lot of people feel that way. But I'm going to lift and shift that workload up into Azure.
All right.
So the first thing I'm going to do is pop over to the portal, grab my publishing profile. Let's just save this.
All right.
Let's pop this on my desktop.
Okay, and then you'll publish from Visual Studio
using
that profile.
Publish from Visual Studio, so let's just stop this running locally. Right-click here, I love how easy this is. Click Publish, Import, let's browse for that. Again, it's going to be on my desktop. Hanselbridge, special site for you.
Indeed, thank you, sir. And this is impossibly magic, if this works.
Great. So let's publish that, and up it goes to Azure.
Right, you get a warning because you're
I'm in a development environment here, so
indeed. So then this is going to be our ASP.NET application, except the membership database is local. So you should be able to log in as me then.
Absolutely. So let's test that, right? So this is running in websites.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to click login. And if I can remember what I entered as your password, then this will work. I'm pretty sure it was that.
So that's going to make a database call over to
the local database.
Machine.
And we'll double prove that actually by registering another user. So look, we've logged in as Scott Ha. So that's actually working. But let's make this even more magic. So I'm going to log off. Let's really just prove it. I'm going to register a new user. In this case, it's going to be me. So Josh Twist, enter a password.
Mm-hmm. This is from Azure, registering.
From Azure.
So then I would expect if you go into the database and did another select.
Execute, and there you go.
That's
there's that
crazy.
Second
and this
user.
Is fast. This
and you
is
saw how fast it was. So, you know, we're adding a minimal latency. Once we've got that connection established, this is fast, can handle good throughput. It's perfect for taking a line of business app, you know, and pushing that workload up into the cloud.
Is this starting primarily on platform as a service? Will it be in websites to start?
So it's going to start in websites and in mobile services as well.
Very cool. Well, we're learning all sorts of amazing stuff here. Hybrid Connections on Azure Friday. Thank you.